Top of the sixth coming up here at Arvest Ballpark. The Naturals at 8. Frisco Rough Riders not a run against Chris Dwyer. Left-hander has had an outstanding game so far. Dwyer retired the first 12 batters to face, and then what seems like ages ago in the top of the fifth, about a half hour ago, Tommy Mendoza hit a leadoff double before Dwyer struck out the side in order after that, setting down Sarmiento, Beltre, and Stonebarter. Six strikeouts now for Dwyer as we begin play in the top of the sixth. Defensive change for the Naturals, as expected, about this time. The day is done for Matt Traynor. Royals rehabber missed some time with a concussion, worked his way back into action with five innings and a couple of runs scored here tonight. Jared Bolden swings the first pitch, the fly ball toward left center field. Paulo Orlando is there, calls off Robinson and makes the catch. One pitch and one out for Dwyer here in the top of the sixth. Anyway, Traynor is done. Ben Terrio will now come in to catch the remainder of tonight's game. Terrio, one of the Naturals' two regular catchers. The Naturals' backstop core a little boosted by Traynor's arrival for the next few days as Ryan Eichste and Ben Terrio get a little bit of extra time off. Dwyer now deals with Matt Leeds. First pitch misses down and in, taken for ball one. Leeds is up for the second time, and he's an interesting story as the next pitch crosses the plate. Leeds was drafted this year in the 31st round out of College of Charleston, signed quickly, played in 41 games with the Arizona League Rangers. Dwyer misses outside with a 1-1 fastball, the count 2-1, but Mike Bianucci is now unavailable with an eye infection, is not on the disabled list, but Frisco needed a body, and they went with Leeds. Jumping all the way to double A, hits a high pop towards shallow left field. Paulo Orlando comes into foul territory and makes the running catch. A couple of plays for the Naturals left fielder here to open the inning. Leeds now 0-2 as he is retired. Dwyer's now set down 5 in a row after that leadoff double in the top of the fifth. Frisco hoping for better success the third time through the order. Only one base runner the first two times. 17 of 18 batters set down by Chris Dwyer so far as Renio Osuna will get his third look at the left-hander. First pitch from Dwyer is a fastball just outside. Osuna takes it for ball one. Osuna hit a ball down the right field line that Will Myers made a nice running catch on back in the first. 1-0 from Dwyer crosses the outer half of the plate. 1-1. Osuna then hit a high chop over to third in the fourth. Ray Navarro made a strong throw to get the speedy Osuna by a step. Breaking ball from Dwyer over the inside corner. Right now, everything working for Chris. It's working quickly, locating all three of his pitches inside, outside, up, down. Does not seem to matter right now for Dwyer. Here's the 1-2. Breaking ball just a bit low. It pops away from Terrio, but no harm done with nobody on base. It's just ball two. Pitch count low for Dwyer as well. The next pitch will be just number 73. And he's one pitch away from ending the sixth inning. 2-2 to Osuna. Slow roller towards shortstop. Picked up by Bianchi. On to first. Not in time. Renny Osuna beats it out for an infield single. Speedy shortstop for Frisco does the job there. Jeff Bianchi made a strong throw, but not quite enough to get the speedy Osuna. Anthony Saratelli tried to stretch and get him out. But there's a man on first as Mitch Hilligoss will come to the plate. This will just be the second inning in which Dwyer has had to pitch from the stretch to any extent. The last one was last half inning, and he faced three batters out of the stretch and struck them all out. We'll see what happens to Mitch Hilligoss here, who swings at the first pitch, pops it foul off to the left side, into about the 15th row for strike one. Hilligoss 0-2. Hitting 267 with Frisco this season. Dwyer has a look at Osuna over at first. Swinging a ground ball past Navarro and into left field for a base hit. Moving up 90 feet is Osuna. And it's back-to-back hits for Frisco. Hilligoss on with a two-out single. First time Frisco's had multiple base runners in any inning so far tonight. Chris Dwyer has been doing the job so far. We'll try and get out of this jam and keep the Rough Riders off the board. Jonathan Green digs in from the right side. Hits one over toward the right side. Ranging over is Cologne. He can't get there. It's into right field for a base hit. Coming up with the ball is Myers. Throw to the plate, not in time. That's an RBI base hit for Jonathan Green as Frisco gets on the scoreboard. Renny Osuna coming in to score on the play. Hillegas goes first to third. And the Rough Riders have three consecutive singles for Dwyer, though that one not Dwyer's fault and really no one's fault for the Naturals. It just found the right spot. Saratelli ranged over, couldn't get there. Cologne made a diving attempt to just keep the ball in the infield. Just found that hole. Green gets the RBI base hit. Now Tommy Mendoza, who's had the best success of any Frisco batter, you'd say, with that hard hit double that Will Myers ran back on and couldn't quite make the catch up against the fence. Mendoza 1-for-2. Grounded out to second his first time. Dwyer still works out at the stretch, tries to stem the tide here with the Naturals up by 7 runs. Swing and a miss for strike one. Joyce Street Storage and East Joyce in Fayetteville takes care of all your short-term and long-term self-storage needs. Inexpensive outdoor spaces and storage units start as low as $39 per month. Give them a call at 479-445-0900. Joyce Street Storage, affordable rates with all the right space. 0-1 to Mendoza. Cut on and missed. Dwyer gets him in front of a curveball once again. Quickly the count, nothing and two. Mendoza is a former collegiate star at Fresno State, part of the Bulldogs' national championship College World Series run, where they went from being a 4 seed in the bracket, which is like being a 13-16 seed in the NCAA basketball tournament, all the way to the championship. Beat Georgia in the championship series. Dwyer misses with a fastball high in the count now 1-2. Mendoza, the key slugger for that Fresno State team, joined the Rangers system. He's now in AA, having a pretty productive year at the plate. 23 doubles, now 24 with the double tonight, and 23 home runs for the left-hand batter. Dwyer misses outside with a breaking ball in the count now 2-2. It's an 8-1 natural lead here in the top of the sixth. Chris Dwyer struck out 6, allowed 4 base hits, 1 double and 3 singles, though the 3 singles have been to the last 3 batters that he's faced. Can still get out of the inning with 1 pitch. Here's the 2-2. Just a bit low with the curve. Count runs full on Tommy Mendoza. College World Series was in 08. Mendoza came back for another season in 09, was named the Western Athletic Conference Player of the Year. Here's the payoff. Strike three called over the inside corner. Mendoza thought he had ball four, but Chris Dwyer rings him up to end the inning. Frisco does score a run. It's 8-1 Naturals through 5.5 here at Arvest Ballpark. 7 Ks for Dwyer, who's still pitching very well here in this contest. The Naturals will try and add to their lead when we come back here on ESPN 92.1 The Ticket.